This is a special safety message from the Governor's Office of Emergency Services.
Please tell me.
You've got what it takes.
The film which you are about to see is an account of the tragedy which befell a group of five youths, in particular, Sally Hardesty and her invalid brother, Franklin. It is all the more tragic in that they were young. But had they lived very, very long lives, they could not have expected, nor would they have wished to see as much of the mad and macabre as they were to see that day. For them, an idyllic summer afternoon drive became a nightmare. The events of that day were to lead to the discovery of one of the most bizarre crimes in the annals of American history, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Music is my life. Music is my life. Music is my life. My life is my music.
You're probably wondering where you are. I'll tell you where you might be. You might be in the room that you die in.
I woke up, all I could taste was blood and metal.
So you're going to watch yourself die today, and I do something about it.
The newspapers started calling him the Jigsaw Killer.
Actually, technically speaking, he's not really a murderer. He never killed anyone. He finds ways for his victims to kill themselves.
Say his name five times in the mirror, he would appear.
Candyman, you brought me here.
Every dead body that is not exterminated becomes one of them. It gets up and kills. The people it kills get up and kill. 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 And kill.
Shoot it in the head.
That's your final answer.
You're seven deadly sins, Captain. Gluttony. Greed, sloth, wrath, pride, lust, and envy. It's dismissive to call him a lunatic. Don't make that mistake.
He's insane. Look, right now he's probably dancing around in his grandma's panties. Yeah, rubbing himself in peanut butter. Rubbing himself in peanut butter. Rubbing himself in peanut butter. Yeah, dancing in his grandma's panties. Yeah, rubbing himself in peanut butter. Yeah, dancing around in peanut butter. Yeah, in his grandma's peanut butter. Rubbing himself in his grandma's peanut butter. Dancing around in his grandma's peanut butter. Candy.
Hello, Paul. You are a perfectly healthy, sane, and middle-class male. Just last month, you ran a straight razor across your wrist. Did you cut yourself because you truly wanted to die? Did you just want some attention? Tonight, you'll show the irony. Is that if you want to die, you just have to stay where you are. But if you want to live, you'll have to cut yourself again. Find the path through the razor wire to the door. But hurry, at 3 o'clock that door will lock. And then, this room becomes your tomb. How much blood will you shed to stay alive? How much blood will you shed?
You think you've got what it takes?
Ernest Hemingway once wrote, "The world is a fine place and worth fighting for." I agree with the second part.